Okay, thank you. So I was asked to make an introduction to the story, which was developed over recent, maybe more than 15 years, and it's now called Omega Backgrounds. So it was developed in the works by Mur Nekrasov Shadashvili and Losif Nekrasov Shadashvili. '97, '98, and then after some gap, it was paper by Nekrasov in 2003, and Nekrasov-Okonkov. On mathematical side, the relevant story was discussed by Nakajima in his work on cohomology of Gilbert scheme of points on C2 and generalization of that stuff. So maybe in the end I will tell a little bit about the most recent development, how this story is related to the computation of path integral of physical n equals 2 theory on S4, but for a while I'll just give a review of that previous work. Okay, so maybe for people who see this for first time, I will start from very basic things, and if it's too elementary, maybe you can interrupt me and tell to go on. So from mathematical point of view, what we are doing here, we are computing certain, okay. We compute partition functions of gauge theory on four-dimensional manifold. So let me start by introducing notations. Let M be four manifold. In the most of the talk, you can think that it is just R4, but some of the statements can be applied to more general manifolds. So let G be compact Lie group. And let E be principal G bundle over M. Now I will introduce some infinite dimensional spaces. So let the calligraphic A be the space of connections on E with condition that they rapidly decay at infinity in case if M is not compact space like R4. So that's understood implicitly. And then let G be the infinite dimensional group of gauge transformations with fixed framing at infinity, which means that we require that if G of X is a gauge transformation, then G of X at X equals infinity is 1. So normally, gauge theory computes a path integral of certain functionals on the space of connections quotient over gauge transformations. Well, in the case of n equals 2 theory, you can interpret the path integral in the cohomological form and find that this path integral gives an Euler characteristic of a certain bundles of the space. So more concretely, if you start from pure n equals 2 theory, these non-matter hypermultiplets, then the relevant bundle, which describes only the gauge n equals 2 vector multiplet here, is the bundle of self-dual 2 forms. So we consider self-dual 2 forms valued in the adjoint representation of G. Let me call it E. And we consider the bundle of over the space A over G of the sections of E on M. So this is infinite dimensional bundle over infinite dimensional space. And then we want to take a quotient by the gauge transformations. Yes? So omega 2 plus is the space of sections of the self-dual 2 forms on M. Exactly. The point of A is a connection of straight E. And the fiber of curly E is the space of self-dual 2 forms valued in adjoint representation of G. Self-dual, okay. Yes, so on M there is a conformal structure which defines self-duality condition. Yes, yeah, so it's a trivial. It's a, you can write it as a is a tensor product. It's just the algebra. Yes. Yes. So far it's just a trivial bundle, but exactly. What makes a story non-trivial is that we want to consider this equivariantly with respect to gauge transformations. So now let's say that let's think about, I will denote by E the total space of this bundle, so it will be A times this fiber. Then we consider a gauge quotient by G. Where G acts on everything. G acts on everything. Yes, it, G also acts, the gauge transformations, they act here by a joint. Oh, here it acts on the second factor, yes. But it acts also both on base and the fiber, yes. 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 Yes, exactly. Okay, so take now the total space of this vector bundle, thin-dimensional vector bundle, make a quotient over G infinity. And again, it's a bundle over the space of gauge transformations modulo, sorry, the space of gauge connections modulo gauge transformations. Okay, now let me call this bundle new, and that will be the main object in the story. Essentially, what the path integral of the n equals 2 theory computes, it computes Euler character of this bundle integrated over the space of connections. However, on R4, this quantity is not well defined. It's infinite because it contains integration over translational modes along R4. So to make a thing finite, or as physicists say, to introduce infrared regularization, cutoff in the integral at infinity, we treat this in equivariant way with respect to SO4 group of rotations which acts on R4. So equivariant means that when we consider cohomology of various spaces here, we compute them with respect to action of the group. So let me introduce the group. I will call it omega, which will be the Lorentz group of R4. So it's just in the case. Yes. So if you fix them to be R4, in that case, omega is just SO4. Then there is a group straight G, finite dimensional, the original group from which we started. It acts by gauge transformations at infinity, which we fixed here to be 1. So it acts on the quotient space. Well, later when we introduce matter bundles, there will be some other extra factors. But so far, we start from here. Now let's say that T will be maximal torus of this group. So I will denote this as T omega G. T omega is two-dimensional torus, and Tg is r-dimensional, where r is the rank of G. So let coordinates on the Lie algebra of T will be denoted by epsilon 1, epsilon 2. Those are for the Lie algebra of T2. And then A1, so on AR, for Lie algebra of TR. Okay, so we have this vector bundle, and we have this group which acts on it. Now I'll make a slight general regression. So given any space M, normally we can study Durham cohomology of the space. As a kernel of D over M of D, where D is Durham differential. So it acts on the forms and squares to 0. Now, in the case when some group G acts on M, we can consider what is called equivariant cohomology in a Cartan model. And the idea is to replace this complex by the following thing. We consider differential force on M valued in functions on the algebra G of the group G. So functions on G, if we expand it in Taylor series, I represent as a symmetrical product of G dual. So we consider this complex with respect to operator, with respect to differential, which is called equivariant differential, is D minus phi A IVA. What is written here? The following: we fix a basis on G. Let's call it E sub A. And let VA will be vector fields corresponding to the action of EA on the manifold. And this is a contraction. IVA is a contraction with a vector field and differential form. So if we assign degree 1 to D, sorry, I'm writing degrees here, then we must assign degree 2 to the phi as because contraction with a vector field has degree minus 1. D squares to minus phi A the derivative along vector field VA. So which means that if we take here forms valued in functions on G, which are invariant under G acting on M, then D squares to zero on that subspace of the space. And therefore, we can study cohomology of D. So they're called the covariant cohomology. So after these notations are introduced, I can tell finally what is the partition function of n equals 2 theory in omega background, which physicists compute in this mathematical language. So it's given. So Z is a function of the parameters on the algebra, those epsilons and A's. It's given as a sum over the Chern class of the original bundle from which we started, or the second Chern class of E on M. Runs from 0 to infinity. There is a parameter which is chemical potential for this Chern class. It's called Q. So it's also a function of Q. Q to K. And then the path integral of the n equals 2 theory in the omega background gives the integral over the space of connections, modulo gauge transformations, of the equivariant Taylor class with respect to this group. Of this bundle. So we can say it in other words that we take a Euler class of this bundle equivariant with respect to action by T2 and TR and consider a push forward to a point, which essentially the integration of the space A of G does. So the resulting it's equivalent with respect to. Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can interpret it as this, yes, but we don't have to fix an element. We can consider it as a class in equivariant cohomology with respect to action of the whole torus. Well, they're just variables, they're parameters. Okay, so now let me give some information on how this function is computed. And I will start from the most probably physically relevant part. It's called, in physics, perturbative part of Z. And then I will continue to non-perturbative or instanton corrections. But actually, maybe before I will do concrete computation, I will tell also the definition of our, in the more general setup, when we introduce what is called matter hypermultiplets. Sorry, multiplets in this game, and what object we compute here. So matter hypermultiplets, they can be parameterized by choosing representation R of G. And let's consider example where R is a sum, is a direct sum of some reducible representations. And we take NF copies of that representation. It's called that we have NF flavors. This is number of flavors in the game. So the action for the matter hypermultiplets in the path integral, it contains differential operators which acts on the sections of the bundles, of spinor bundles over M. So if so over M, we have this the space of negative chirality and positive chirality of spinors. And the Dirac operator which acts from sections of S minus to S plus. Now, we consider a tensor product. Sorry, we consider spinors valued in representation R of the gauge group and take L class of the virtual bundle S minus minus S plus tensor R. Thank you. So in this case, this is a function of epsilon 1, epsilon 2, E1, ER. Also depends on extra equivariant parameters. So what we can do here, if R is a direct sum of an F copies of the same representation little r, you can consider U and F group, which acts on R. So let me call this group flavor group. And its maximal torus will be called TF. And the parameters of the Lie algebra in the maximal torus correspond to masses of the theory. So you have M1, and so on, MF masses. So the partition function is now a function of also these extra parameters, M1, MF. And it is again the sum over Q to K integral over A mod G, Euler class, the same which was there for the vector multiplet. And contribution of matter multiplets is given by the Euler class, equivariant with respect to action of omega, G, and the flavor group of the bundle S minus tensor R. To A divided S plus tensor R to A. Well, it's also it's also equivariant with respect to action by gauge transformations. Okay, so now let me compute actually some functions which we obtain from here. So in order to do that, we use a localization formula by Atiyah, Bott, Jeffrey, Kiermann, Destermann, Heckmann, different names assigned to it. The idea is that in this setup, if you have a form, differential form, which is equivariantly closed, and we want to integrate alpha over our manifold M, and in case when the group acting on M, so let's consider when G is just a torus, or E1, to R, and let's take the situation when the fixed points of G are separate, then the integral of alpha over M reduces to integral over fixed points. So this is set of fixed points of G acting on M of restriction of alpha to this set over equivariant Euler class of the normal bundle to F. So we use this formula to compute this integral of the space over A G mod infinity. So what stands here in denominator is essentially just the product of weights of F when it acts on the normal bundle to the set of fixed points. Is it clear so far? Okay, so let me start from the first factor.
So the word is do I understand correctly?
Yes.
There is a class that can be represented essentially by exponential of minus square of the self-dual part of the curvature of the command, which is output.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So that's why, this is a mathematical way of writing.
So what we say mathematically is that okay, the path integral, the original path integral, is the integral not just over space A mod G infinity, but it is the integral over the total space of the bundle. So let me draw the picture. So this is the space A, and this is the space that curly E. And we integrate over those self-dual forms. You can write the path integral in the first order formalism when F plus couples to some auxiliary field and some momentum, yes. And this is the integral over that the space of auxiliary fields. Okay. So we have that with A times A. And what we integrate here, we integrate what is called Matai-Quillen representative of Tom class for this bundle E to A. Yes. Yes, exactly. So, yes, I to write path integral represent. Yes, sure. So let's say that okay, the fields in the story is the connection, A mu, and let's say that differentials or well, we call it that it's a super partner of A mu and denote as a fermionic psi mu, but mathematically you can think it as just differential in the space of connections. Durham differential, yes. So Q A mu is psi mu, then Q psi mu is minus d phi. Phi here is an element of the Lie algebra of G infinity, so it generates gauge transformations. And Q phi is zero. This is for the space. This is describes Durham differential on A mod G, this complex. So yes, yes, exactly. So, but for infinite dimensional group, yes, yes. Now let me describe that Q for the fiber. So we introduced fields, bosonic field, H, say H mu plus, which is a self-dual two-form, valued in a joint representation. And the transformations is that Q H plus is a commutator of phi, chi mu plus, and Q of phi is, Q of chi mu plus is H mu plus. So again, this is like a Durham differential equivariant with respect to a group of gauge transformations on this fiber. There is an additional multiplet, which is combined with gauge fixing multiplet to make this quotient. It's traditionally called phi bar. So we also have right here Q phi bar is some Fermion lambda, and Q lambda is phi phi bar. So, and Q squares to the gauge transformation by phi. So this is a differential. This is like this formula. It's exactly this formula. So Q is a covariant differential for the group of gauge transformations on the bundle E over A. Okay. Now, by the way, so far it was written without introducing omega background. There is no action by the group of rotation of R4, but we can add it here just by introducing, by adding to action by gauge transformations, the rotation by loop. That will give a differential in the omega background. The path integral without omega background is just the integral then over all fields in the game. So dA, dphi, dphi bar, dpsi, dchi, dh, what else, d lambda, of the Q exact form, and it's the following. So you want, say it again? Well, phi bar is, it's not like that I introduced it. It's presented in the path integral of the n equals 2 theory from the very beginning, because we have two scalar fields, two real scalar fields or one complex field. So we have integral of phi. Well, phi bar is needed to integrate, okay, phi. I just want to say that phi bar is needed to integrate, to make this quotient, to consider integration not over the space of A, but over the space of A mod G. Okay. So here we write all fermions. Okay, so here we write some fermionic term, which after action by Q give us a functional, which is well behaved, which has good kinetic terms and which follows off at infinity for the space of fields fast enough. So as Q of psi mu is equal to d phi, we take psi mu d phi bar. So when we act by Q on psi mu, we'll get d phi absolute value squared. Then to get the kinetic term for the gauge fields, we use this equation. So H mu is like an auxiliary field, and we take chi mu plus and couple it with H mu plus. And now we take some section of the bundle E over A, and that section is mathematically said that it is used to make a pullback of the Thom class of E to this space. And the section that we use is a self-dual part of the connection. Sorry, it's Q of everything. Yes. I will erase this A. It's confusing. So this is the curvature of the connection. Self-dual part of the curvature of the connection. Plus continuous in the exponent for that phi bar multiplet. We take lambda and phi phi bar. So Q on lambda give us a commutator phi phi bar. So we'll get here phi phi bar squared. The claim is if you integrate over H, the section, if you integrate then over the auxiliary field H, then this gives the usual kinetic term F plus squared. Well, plus kinetic term for the field phi. And the usual commutator interaction between phi and phi bar. So this is a standard n equals 2 action written in such a homological form on R4. Or yes. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes. So I just wanted, as there are mathematicians, I wanted to give mathematical way of thinking about that physical theory. Yes, we can. Well, exactly. So, yes, and that we will do just in a second. Where? Here? Yes, so the term which corresponds to that chemical potential is, it's not of the structure Q of something, it is just FHF tau, up to factors of 2 pi. So this gives Chern class multiplied by K if you have, K is a second Chern class and it's multiplied by tau and you get Q to the power K. So this is the form in which n equals 2 theory can be put on a manifold with arbitrary metric, not necessarily R4, and that it was done in 80s. So it's the Donaldson-Witten theory, used to compute Donaldson-Witten invariance arbitrary for manifolds. So you write it in this form. However, if a manifold has some isometries like R4 has, we can do the same procedure, but deform Q by additional action of the Lorentz group of the manifold by rotation of the space-time. And then repeat this procedure, there will be certain action, and there are some indications that at least for particular value of epsilons, like epsilon 1 equals epsilon. Well, we don't need that here. This is a twist. Yes.
So then the point is that when we integrate this error class, we can actually localize from the point space to point control.
Yes. Yes.
So then you can also insert observables, which can be particular from all the classes.
Yes. Yes.
When you integrate the error, you'll get that.
Yes.
But now you are not inserting anything in the function.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so when we elaborate it as an integral over the model space of instantons, like over self-dual connections, we integrate in a covariant sense just one over that space. And then right. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Okay, so let me, it's not much time left, let me actually make a computation, and I want to give you a concrete formula for at least perturbative part of Z in this setup. Okay? Sigma state? I don't know what sigma is. Well, I didn't know the group by omega to make connection. Well, the authors of this whole project, well, I raised the names, but yes, Nekrasov and his friends, they used omega because omega usually in physics stands for the angular momentum. And this is like angular momentum which rotates R4. So the group which rotates R4 was denoted by omega. I think you can repeat this philosophy with omega background on any manifold which has some isometries. So you take a vector field which generates also.
Do you need all isometries or maximum isometries?
Well, if you want to. Okay, so. We will need to consider the fixed points of detection. So in case if you have just T1 or a circle which acts on manifold, then normally by dimension counting, we can expect that the fixed points will have dimension 2. So in that case, you can also make this setup here by setting epsilon 2 to 0 from the very beginning and forgetting about the detection, like treating only with respect to one rotation. So in that case, the theory, the four-dimensional pulse integral will not localize immediately to finite-dimensional path integral of the modular space of instantons. Instead, it will localize to two-dimensional theory on that set of fixed points of the group acting on manifold. Oh, sorry. Yes, it's always enough to consider maximal torus in that dealing. I misunderstood the question. It's okay to consider maximal torus.
Yeah, but does
it
really need this to be embedded in a bigger group of geometry? Because this constrains
the four-manifold. I think no, not necessarily. Not necessarily. And what I was making comment about is when you have less than two isometries, like one, then the theory localizes to the set of fixed points on that one isometry. It is some two-dimensional subspace, and it's two-dimensional quantum field theory. That's the most recent work of Nekrasov and Shatashvili. Okay. All right, so I will need this formula, and I will erase everything else. Now consider that first factor, the Euler collector of that bundle, so of self-dual forms of A. So by applying this, okay, first of all, what is the set of fixed points? Let me start from the case when the Chern class is zero, and the most naive fixed point of the action by our equivariant action is just when the all fields are zero. So in that case, we want to compute the weights on the tangent to the space over which we integrate, and we can linearize everything in this situation. And so the integral over A mod G I will write it as Euler class of the space omega 2 plus. And the integration within this gives E of omega 2 plus divided by E of omega 1. And in numerator, we get E of omega 0. So this omega 1 divided by omega 0, it comes from the Euler class of the tangent bundle, sorry, just of the tangent space to the space at the origin. So this is infinite dimensional. Exactly, because tangent space to all connections is one forms, and we make quotient by gauge transformations, and gauge transformations are scalars. So effectively, it's Euler of one forms divided by Euler of scalars, and so scalars go into numerator. So we want to compute this ratio Each term here is infinite dimensional, this infinite dimensional spaces. And it's convenient first to compute Chern character of the complex. So in positive degrees, we have omega 0 and omega 2 plus, and in negative, we have omega 1. So we consider this as the usual complex for linearization of the equations, solved all equations, omega 0 to omega 1 differential, which corresponds to linearization of gauge transformations, and then d plus omega 2 plus. So this is Durham differential and then projection to the self-dual part. So we want the Chern character, which is the graded sum over the weights of action of the equivariant of the group which you used for equivariant localization, the torus T omega T omega G, and the space of sections here. So the Chern class with parameters, okay, epsilon I and I, is is the following. So to compute the Chern class, we use RTA Singer formula, and so this is essentially just index of the operator in this complex. So this is index of, let me call this complex C. And it's given by computing Chern character of the fibers of this complex at the origin and dividing by the determinant of 1 minus group action at the origin. So this is a Chern of omega 0 minus omega 1 plus omega 2 plus restricted at the origin x equals 0 divided by determinant of 1 minus group which acts on the tangent space to the origin of R4. So this is G epsilon 1, epsilon 2, we'll compute it as determinant of 4 by 4 matrix. Okay. So this is a RTA Singer formula for the index. Is it clear at this point? Oh, no, not yet. I have not gotten yet. So what I want first, I want to compute instead of this ratio, I want to compute Chern of omega 2 plus, plus Chern of omega 0, minus Chern of omega 1. When I do this, I will have information about weights, and then I convert this Chern class to the ratio of Euler classes. So and we compute the this difference of Chern classes using the index for the operator dd plus on this complex and RTA Singer formula when we compute this index equivariantly with respect to rotation, the R4 at the origin. Okay? So now let's compute, we're almost done. So we just need the weights on these spaces. Sorry, maybe I will take just 5 minutes to finish the formula. So we'll take the weights on the spaces. Omega 0 is scalar. It has weights 0. Well, I'm writing the weights with respect to that rotation by, we have R4 represented as R2 plus R2. Here, torus T1x with parameter epsilon 1. And here is parameter epsilon 2. So the weights on omega 0 is just 0. The weights on omega 1 is plus minus epsilon 1 plus minus epsilon 2, four-dimensional space, two planes, right? The weights on omega 2 plus is plus of epsilon plus 2 minus of epsilon 1 plus epsilon 2 and 0. Okay. So then we get here 1 from omega 0 minus e to e epsilon 1 plus e to minus epsilon 1 to I epsilon 2 e to minus epsilon 2. Continuous in numerator plus this combination, so plus again 1 e to I epsilon 1 plus epsilon 2 plus e to minus I epsilon 1 plus epsilon 2. That's numerator, and the denominator is this determinant, so it's 1 minus e to I epsilon 1 minus I epsilon 1 I epsilon 2 minus I epsilon 2. So if you cancel common factors in numerator and denominator, you get from here 1 over 1 minus e to minus I epsilon 2, 1 minus e. Epsilon 1, epsilon 2, plus the similar factor with pluses in denominator. Okay. It goes up. Now, expanding just in powers of these generators, we get the sum over n1, n2 greater than 0, e to minus ni epsilon 1, n2i epsilon 2. This is from first factor. The second factor gives us, actually, we can rewrite it by multiplying by e to minus I epsilon 2 I epsilon 1. So this is the sum of the same sum with shifted n's. Clear? Where? Here? So you write this as e to minus multiply numerator and denominator by this. Okay, so this is the essence just of the computation. We compute the index for that self-dual complex using Atiyev-Singe theorem. In physical language, it corresponds to computing weights of our group on all modes of the physical fields. So we expand fields in U1 modes and compute the weights with which U1 acts on that. And this gives us multiplicity for each U1 weight. So essentially here, multiplicity is just 1 for all positive weights. So when we know weights from Chern character, we write the ratio of these Euler classes just by multiplication of weights. So, by the way, here I forgot to introduce the action of the gauge transformations, those parameters e to ia. So in the case when that complex is taken in some tensor product with the representation of gauge group, so the Chern character will be multiplied by Chern character of representation, and we'll do it here. So we should multiply it by the sum over all weights. So in the case of a joint representation, it's just the sum over roots. e to alpha 4 of A. And that multiplies this. Okay, so then the ratio of Euler classes, which we wanted to compute, is the product over positive integers coming from this term and the product over roots of the following expression. So product of the roots, product over n1 and 2 greater than 0. And here we have alpha of A minus n1 epsilon 2 minus n2 epsilon 2. From here we have the same shifted by 1. Minus epsilon 1 minus epsilon 2. Well, this is exactly the answer for that perturbative factor, the common factor for all kind of instanton contributions, which appear even if we do not consider any instantons. So this is a concrete function of epsilon 1, epsilon 2, and a's. And this function actually was constructed, well, the function, a product of positive integers, let's say n1 greater than 0 and so on, and let's say capital N greater than 0 of z minus n1 epsilon 1 and so on, and capital N epsilon n. This is a generalization of the gamma function. So gamma function has a pulse at the negative integers and zero. So such product, when we have only one n, is inverse of gamma function. When we have multiple product, it's called multiple gamma function. In case of two products, is double function. First was researched in paper by Barnes in 1901, so more than 100 years ago. So such product is denoted as inverse multiple gamma function with parameters epsilon 1, epsilon n of z. So it's uniquely defined up to an exponential of a polynomial n zero, right? By specifying which roots and zeros it has. The superscript here is inverse. It's just inverse. One over gamma. Okay, so that is. So just by using this notation, we can write the perturbative as a product of certain double gamma functions of roots multiplied by A, where A is this parameter. This is the contribution which is, yes, of the zero connection, exactly.
But it's not the only fixed point.
It's not the only fixed point. No, perturbative. This is one loop. This is what physicists call one loop contribution. So actually, if you consider logarithm of this function and take a large A limit, so here roughly you will get a sum over log. You will get log A and sum over N1 and 2, and it will give in the limit A goes to infinity or epsilon 1, epsilon 2 goes to 0. From here you roughly get exponential of A squared log A, sorry, this the sum over all roots alpha. Alpha A squared log alpha A. This is the usual one loop contribution to n equals 2 prepotential that physicists familiarize.
But it's
This is overall factoring the answer, yes. Yes, so each fixed, yes, so this is one of fixed points, the zero fixed point. No, sorry. So where is so this is, here we have the sum of the fixed points. And what we, in this sum, we have Euler character of certain bundles. What I'm claiming is that there is an infinite product which can be pulled out over that sum, which is given by this. So this is, it always be there for all fixed points. And then there is a certain rational function with finite number of those factors for each fixed point, which is called the instanton. So the other fixed points, the non-trivial fixed points, they are parameterized by colored Young diagrams, goes to Nakajima. And you can easily write the weights of the group which acts on the fixed points parameterized by those Young diagrams. So this is a sum over partitions, or colored partitions. And that will be the final answer. I'm not sure how much I can keep you. Well, this is almost, well, I could also say what is perturbative factor when we consider matter multiplets, and there is a part on S4 as well. Yeah. Sure. Yes, that would be. For now, we can stop here. Yeah, thank you.